Joining me now, this is senior night also for the wrestlers due to the weather and trying to find times to wrestle. They introduce the seniors of the wrestling team here as a part of the pregame festivities along with the girls' senior night. So I'm joined by a couple of them. We're going to start with Matt Callen. And Matt, kind of talk about, it's a small group of seniors on the wrestling team, but you all have had pretty good success over the years, it seems like. Kind of talk about what the senior class has brought and given back to the wrestling program.
I think the biggest part that we brought to the wrestling program is leadership. I think every single one of us seniors have demonstrated high qualities of leadership in the wrestling room, in and out of the wrestling room, and I think it just carries over into the way we wrestle.
What's the number thing, the number one move, the number one skill you have that has helped you to your impressive record this year?
I like to attribute my snap-down go-behinds to my success because that's mainly all I do.
Snap-down go-behinds. Can you simplify what that is?
Well, you get in collar tie, and then you just snap them down to the ground, and then you just go behind them, get two for takedown, then let them back up, do the same thing.
So you're one of those, and a lot of people don't understand, that's you know, kind of a game plan. Take them down, let them up, take them down, let them up, that you see a lot. In your weight class in the upcoming district tournament, who's going to be your toughest competition?
There's this guy from Lincoln Prep that I don't know anything about. He doesn't really wrestle a good schedule, but you never know. Just got to go out there and wrestle and compete and do what I've done all year to be ranked fifth in the state. I mean, it's simple.
Where is districts at this year?
Excelsior Springs.
All right. Well, wish you good luck. We'll send the headset over to Mr. Keegan Valdez, who may have a future career in being a bouncer or something. I know if Keegan looked at me crossways, I just apologize. All right. Keegan Valdez, one of the top heavyweight wrestlers in the state. Let's talk about that victory you had in the tournament over the kid from Mexico. Is that right?
Yeah.
That was a state-caliber match. What was it that what did you do? What were you able to accomplish to get that win?
To get that win, it was just me putting my head down and going to work. I had to do what I was taught by Coach Smith. I had to listen to him ultimately. It's just me going to work.
What's sort of your game plan heading into a match? Are you a guy that sets out and hopes for a pin, or you want to kind of like Matthew, kind of take down, let up? Or does it vary depending on who you wrestle?
It varies on who I wrestle, but ultimately I don't want to get pinned. I'll lose by points. I'm cool with that, but I'm not getting pinned.
You've wrestled some tough kids here this year. You talked about the Mexico kid and also the young man from Brookfield who got the better of you. He's not in your he's in a smaller class yeah. One, but how much does wrestling really good wrestlers like that help your skill set improve?
I see duels at home like practice. People are going to make me better ultimately for the state tournament. And Brooks Baker he taught me a lot about myself that night.
That was a match. That was a pretty even match. Neither one could really. I think it was a 1-0 match.
It was.
You all just battled, and neither one could take the other one down. It was impressive.
It was a lot of work. It was a lot of work.
All right. Well, obviously your goal is to win a gold medal. Who's your toughest one that you're worried about in districts?
At districts, it's going to be Jacob Dow from Benton. He'll more than likely, I'm calling it out, I think he'll be my finals match.
All right.
And it's going to be a good one. It's going to be a close one.
All right. Wish you good luck.
Thank you.
We'll take a break. Be back after this on KCHI. And we conclude our highlight of some of the senior wrestlers with senior Lavery Jones. And I know, Lavery, are you still ranked in the state? I know you were at one point of the season. You've had a couple of pretty tough matches.
Yes. Yeah, I was at the very beginning of the season, but now I think I'm an honorable mention at 138. The guys that I wrestled at 138 were higher ranked than me, second, third, maybe fourth. The guys from 145 dropped down to 138, and they beat me from previous years, so they were ranked higher than me.
Let's talk about the season for you. You've had some great wins. What's the biggest, proudest moment so far of the season for you, the one that you really smile when you think about?
The biggest, proudest moment to me was just getting my 100th win. My dad's been talking to me about that ever since I was a little kid. going out there and seeing the high school wrestlers, getting their 100th win, getting honored and all that. When I finally got my 100th win, I just felt proud, and that I made my dad very proud.
Do you, when you are getting ready for a match, you know who you're going to wrestle, do you mentally game plan for that, or you just see what develops and have to think quickly off of that?
I don't, when I go out and I know who I'm going to wrestle, I don't think of it as anything different. I just think it's another match. I just go out there and wrestle my match and put in my shots, fakes, takedowns, finishes, and pins.
I'll ask the same thing to you that I asked the two big boys here. Who's your toughest competition going to be in district?
My toughest competition is definitely going to be Christian Dixon from Benton. He's really, really good. He was state runner-up last year. He beat me by points the first time he wrestled, and then the second time he got me pretty good and stuck me. So.
All right. What is it about him that makes him so good? His speed or his knowledge or what?
Both. His speed is very good, and his knowledge and technique of wrestling is outstanding.
All right, Lavery, good luck to you and all the Hornet wrestlers in the district.
Thank you.